Saturday, August 15th, sees the commemoration of another anniversary, VP Day, or Victory in the Pacific Day. It's been 75 years since the end of the Second World War, and only 12,000 Australian war veterans remain. Unfortunately, the current pandemic means they won't be able to attend events. But as Minister for Veterans Affairs and Defence Personnel Darren Chester explained to Annie Haswell, the day will be marked by the launch of an online campaign, hashtag One in a Million, that aims to collect and preserve the stories of those who survived the war.
We can't gather in large numbers physically, but we can still tell the stories. So we're encouraging Australians to post a photograph of themselves with a veteran or someone, a photograph of even someone who's passed away, and tell the story of their family and their service in World War II. And we're calling it One in a Million, so it's hashtag One in a Million. And what we'll do with those stories is post them on a virtual wall of respect. And that'll allow us to, you know, collect all those stories and just appreciate as a nation what one generation of Australians has done for us.
Now, there's a special commemorative medallion being issued as well. So who will get those and why are you doing that?
Well, the commemorative medallion is all about recognising those living veterans of the Second World War who are still with us. It's a small token of respect, just a simple message to them to say thank you for your service and what you've done for us. So we anticipate about 12,000 veterans will be eligible to receive the medallion and the certificate as well, which has been signed by the Governor-General and the Prime Minister. So it's a recognition that they served all those years ago, that they've gone on to long and healthy lives. I mean, all those veterans now will be in their early 90s to mid-90s, some are over 100. So they've had a long life, and it's great to have them with us today to celebrate this weekend as we commemorate the end of World War II, because, you know, Anzac Day is more of a commemorative event, whereas this one is really somewhat of a celebration because it was the end of the war, the end of the Second World War 75 years ago, and enormous relief for the Australian people that we could start rebuilding and start getting on with bringing the troops home and making sure we built the nation we all enjoy today.
It's also Victory in the Pacific Day, which is a particularly important one to Australia, I imagine, because that's where the war really touched us.
I think the modern generation of Australians probably doesn't quite understand how close the war got to our shores. We had bombings in Darwin and northern parts of Australia. We had shipping interfered with or damaged. Obviously, the supply lines were targeted along the east coast, all the way down to Gippsland and eastern Victoria, and right through Sydney, and that part of the coastline was targeted by the Japanese and the Germans. So the war really did come to Australian shores, and it would have been a very difficult time to be here in Australia. There was rations, obviously, for people here, the civilians, and then for those actually on the front line fighting the war, extraordinary hardship in the Pacific. So to have this commemorative event, this 75th anniversary of the end of World War II and Victory in the Pacific, it's very important for all Australians to recognise just the service and sacrifice of our previous generations.
So you would meet a lot of those veterans in your job. What are some of the stories that you heard? Is there a story that stands out that particularly inspires you?
Well, the veterans that I meet, and I'm very lucky in my role to meet many of these older veterans who are still with us, and they're remarkably humble. They sometimes don't know what the fuss is all about. They think that they just did their job, and there's a bit of a sadness there about the mates they left behind, obviously. But they feel very thankful that they've now to have these long and healthy lives after the war and being well supported by the community. And one of the older ladies I met last week, a 98-year-old in Victoria, told me what it was like serving at home. She joined the army, was involved in the logistics side of things. And she said when the war was over and the announcement was made, it was like this enormous cloud was lifted off Australia. This cloud was removed and we could get on with our lives, she said. And I feel like it's a bit like the coronavirus right now. When we get through the other side of it, it will be an enormous cloud being lifted from Australians. And we need to keep working together to get through these tough times now, but recognise the previous generations have done it much tougher and they were able to get through it, and we can get through this as well.
And they haven't talked about it a lot, have they, either, which is why you've got an initiative going called Just Ask. Can you tell me about that?
Well, the Just Ask initiative is all about having the courage to go up to a veteran, someone in your family, someone you know, and just talk to them about their experiences. A lot of the veterans are quite happy to talk about what they went through and what they experienced and to pass on those stories, because it's important that we understand the stories and recognise what they had to do to win the freedoms we enjoy today. And, you know, some people served at home here in Australia, others served around the world and faced great hardship. And it's important to just ask the question and understand exactly what they experienced while they're still with us.
It's Minister for Veterans Affairs and Defence Personnel, Darren Chester, speaking to Annie Haswell there.